Well, good evening, everybody. My name's David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing. Fun to hear people calling in from all over. I heard folks calling in from Nebraska and California and Florida and Louisiana and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Connecticut and Missouri and Hawaii and New York and Ohio and Iowa, Puerto Rico. And I'm calling in from Colorado here. Thanks so much for being on the line. And tonight we're going to be talking about mining for diamonds. Who wants to be a diamond themselves, or if you already are a diamond, how can we go out and find some other great promoters, runners, builders, and how can we identify those people, and what's it going to take to help somebody to get to the rank of diamond? So that's what we're going to be talking about here on tonight's call. Before I do, I want to make a couple of announcements. First of all, every other Monday night at the Purium headquarters, Amy Venner-Hamdy is doing a healthy happy hour, a super healthy happy hour. We got some photos in the email blast, great pictures. We got the corporate office dressed up pretty well. And I know we had some crowns and some red diamonds and black diamonds and lots of folks there that were on board to help promote. And the company is giving away free samples of products and literature. And so it's a great experience, a great environment. And the next one coming up is this following Monday, the 26th of September. And David Sandoval even dropped in on the last one, surprise guest, and he may do the same this week. So invite your guests. It's a great way to build your business. And we've talked about high-tech and high-touch different ways to build your business. And we continue to get great photos in with our hashtag Purium High Tech and hashtag Purium High Touch contest. So we're going to be giving away $500 to the number one photo and story with Purium High Tech, and also $500 for Purium High Touch. Plus, there's also some product prizes and other things that you can win. So check your email blast and make sure that you know what's going on so that you can take advantage and continue to promote. You know, we have lots of people who are having great results just sharing our new tools and sharing our story. And, you know, there's so many great things. I was just reading a press release that we're doing on our Terra Pouch. I mean, it's really fun to think that, you know, we introduce several things at convention that other companies, you know, this would be their once a year, like, biggest announcement ever. And we have so much to focus on and so many things to think about and so many things to be thankful for and to promote. It's just really fun to be part of it. So, yeah, be looking for a press release on our new Terra Pouches, because that biodegradable pouch is a real innovation in the nutrition industry. So we're doing something other companies aren't doing, and we're doing it because our owners are committed to reinvesting the profits of this company to make the world a better place. And so when all is said and done, every morning when I wake up, I'm excited to promote Purium, and every night when I go to bed, I feel good about what I've invested in my time and effort to promote Purium because of what our owners are committed to and the mission that they have and the intentions that they have of doing the right thing. So we talk a lot about business on these training calls, and I certainly want to focus on helping you to get to the rank of diamond if you haven't been there yet, or to help others get to the rank of diamond. And we're going to be talking about being an entrepreneur, but you know, there's nothing more fun than making money and making a difference. And you know, when I look on these email blasts and see all the smiles of people, you know, being healthier and having fun and doing something where they feel like they're in control of their lives, and you know, now we take it to the next level with these Terra Pouches and doing the right thing for the environment. You know, I just feel so great about being part of this company, and felt it was important that I share that tonight. So I hope you feel the same way. And really, to be a diamond, there are a lot of different components that give you an opportunity to be successful. But the belief is one of the biggest and most important. And when you feel good about what you're doing and you feel passionate about what you're doing, then you're more likely to make a deeper commitment and a bigger commitment. As I like to say, this is a business that's easy to do, and it's a business that's easy not to do. And so make sure that you understand the deep mission of the company, whether it's the Million Mom Movement, whether it's the environmental impact, whether it's getting people off of processed foods, whether it's helping people to be more entrepreneurial, whatever it is that is the company's mission and also your mission. And when you can connect your mission and your passion into your business, and you take ownership of your business, So you act like an owner, not an employee. You act like you are in control of your business rather than at the mercy of other things that happen in your life. That to me in some ways is really what starts your run to diamond. So let's begin it with the end in mind. If you ever studied Stephen Covey, you know, he's one of the great time management people of all time and personal development people of all time. And his concept is called Begin with the End in Mind, which I think is really smart. You know, we talk about mining for diamonds. Let's make sure we understand what a diamond is, and let's talk about what the benefits are of being a diamond, because if you're going to make a run for diamond, you better understand, you know, what it is you're going to get at the end of the rainbow. That's going to make you run harder. And, you know, our diamonds make on average just about $20,000 a year. So definitely a substantial, significant part-time income, secondary stream of income, supportive income, the type of income that can bring down debt, the type of income that can help to pay for a college education, can help to start saving for retirement, can pay for several vacations in cash, can upgrade a car, can improve your, you know, health care, can improve so many different things. So $20,000 a year may not be a full-time income, but it can enhance a full-time income in a big, big way. And I stated this statistic on a couple of team calls that I've done recently, and I saw it in our email blast, which is if you are an employee, in 2017, you can expect a 3% raise. The average raise that is projected for the average employee in 2017 will be 3%. The average cost of living increase for the average employee next year is going to be 2.5%, which means you're going up 3%, you're going down 2.5%. Your net increase as an employee is 0.5%. If you make $50,000 a year at your job, that means you can expect a whopping $250 at the end of next year for your additional lifestyle benefits. If you are making $100,000 a year, then you can expect an additional $500. So imagine how much money you need to be earning as an employee to make an additional $20,000. It's very, very difficult from an employee reality and an employee mindset to be able to make that much more in additional dollars. So that's one of the things that's great. You know, the majority of people in the U.S. still work for somebody else. And for those of you on the line who do, you know, to understand that an extra $20,000 at the rank of diamond could really be life-changing, because unfortunately it's unlikely that you're going to be seeing that kind of lifestyle increase next year through your job alone. Now, there's obviously other ways to make money as an entrepreneur and other ways to make money as a salesperson, and so not everybody's locked into a solid, stable situation, but for those who aren't, you know, for those who have a job that might be a mortgage or a real estate or some sort of job in which you have a commission base, then you may have more upside than an employee, but then also you have more dips, you have more downside. When the market turns, when something bad happens, oftentimes for weeks or even months, you may have limited or no income, and so having that solid, stable $20,000 extra a year can be a game changer, can be a life changer. And if you've got a bricks and mortar business or some other type of business, you've got a clientele, something bad can happen, something unexpected can happen, whether it's you get sick or, you know, a key employee leaves or something happens, and suddenly having that extra $20,000. So you need to decide for your own reasons what it is that $20,000 a year would mean to your life as far as lowering your stress, improving your control of your destiny. Or maybe you want to get the diamond because you want to help other people. Maybe you want to get the diamond because of the mission that the company is on. So it may not be a financial, personal reason, but whatever it is, get clear. You know, begin with your why, begin with the end in mind, and understand what you are going to get out of it, because the bigger your why, the easier the how. The bigger the reason that you want to get to this diamond rank, the easier it's going to be to do the extra effort. And there's no question, it's extra effort. This is a secondary stream of income, which means it's a secondary set of responsibilities and activities for you to get the income that you're looking for or wanting. The good news is that because we have a network marketing business model in which other people are going to help you to get to where you want to go, and that you're going to earn income off of the efforts of other people and the sales and purchases from other people, then you're not going to have to go it alone. And in fact, I'll say something that's really, really important to understand, which is you can build your way. You can promote your way to consultant. You can build your way and promote your way to director. Once you start to get to executive, and certainly when you get to diamond, you can't just muscle your way there. You need to work with other people, support other people, promote other people, and find other runners with you to help you to get to where you want to go. So really, that's why I feel that diamond is the first leadership position in the company, is because you're going to need to have a team of people, and you're going to need to have three legs of consultants. So again, beginning with the end in mind, understanding what the requirements are for diamond, you know, take a look at the compensation plan, get with your upline, and make sure that you know what it's going to take. But basically, it's about 15,000 points as long as you have a pretty simple structure, and 15,000 points, depending on how you want to look at it. If you're looking at it with Get Started packs, you know, then that's going to be, you know, about 100 or so people that are actively in your business, either enrolling new or purchasing product on a monthly basis. So, you know, if you're doing it with platinum packs, it's going to be less. If you're doing it with just kind of product consumers, it's going to be more. But, you know, but ballpark, it's, you know, 100 to 150 people who are buying product to build that diamond distributorship. And you might say, wow, that's a lot of people. And it is, except that it can be divided over many, many runners. And so as you're thinking of yourself and mining yourself as a diamond, you want to be constantly looking for the people who are willing to promote. There's a business of duplication. It's a business of distribution. And so we're constantly looking for those superstars, the people who have the desire to get to the you know, to have additional income. So I want to talk about a couple of important concepts as far as getting to diamond. Now that we've got a little bit more of the emotional reason why we want to get to diamond, and I think you need to work on that yourself to really lock in what it would be like to have another couple $1,000s a month or $20,000 a year. And then we want to go and talk a little bit about, you know, how we make those numbers happen. You know, we talked about, you know, 100, 150, 200 people on your team. And it really comes with trying to create some sort of plan. There was an amazing statistic that you may have heard informally, but I'm going to read you the specifics, which is in 1979, there was a Harvard MBA program. And in that year, the students were asked, have you set clear written goals for your future and made plans to accomplish them? And only 3% of the graduates had written goals and plans. 13% had goals, but they weren't in writing. And a whopping 84% had no specific goals at all. So here's what happened to that 3%, 13%, and 84%. The 13% of the class that had goals were earning on average twice as much as the 84% who had no goals at all. But here's the crazy thing. The 3%, that little 3% who had clear and written goals were earning on average 10 times as much as the other 97% put together. So having clear written goals, a specific game plan, understanding why you know what you want to accomplish and how you want to accomplish it is going to be essential. And that's why we have our Fast Start Guide. And that's why I know that your upline would love to do a business planning session with you if you want to be a runner here during this time period. And one of the other great goals at the end of the rainbow, especially for those of you who are already consultants, directors, or executives that already have been promoting, is if you can get to the rank of diamond by the end of October, then we've got a great trip for you in Long Beach, our Diamond Club. And it's one of my favorite events, not only of Purium, but I believe it's one of the best events in all of the network marketing industry as an opportunity to meet your owners, to plug into the mission, to see the manufacturing facility and understand what it takes to make a fantastic superfood product, to learn from your crown team, to have some fun, to have some great food, to have some special fun activities. we you know, go on a boat and go on a cruise and have a DJ and have a bunch of fun. Sunday mornings we do a special activity. There's just, in 48 hours we pack in so much. We stay at a beautiful facility, and it's just a ton of fun. So any of you on the line who's a consultant, a director, executive, put your plan down on paper. Figure out why it is that you want what you want and why you want to get to Diamond and what you're willing to do to you know, put this as a priority in your life, and how you're going to go about promoting your business to be successful, and who are the runners that are running with you, because I'm telling you that you're not going to be able to have 100, 150, 200 people on your team unless you have a handful of other people who are running with you. So I want to run through a little bit of the kind of mentality of a diamond. And to me, it starts with that hunger. It starts with that inspiration. It starts with that, you know, that positive energy that comes from your why. And then it goes to ownership. It goes to accountability. It goes to, you know, this is the reason why I want this, and I'm going to take ownership of it, and I know what kind of time I'm willing to put in it, what kind of sacrifices I'm willing to make, and yes, I said the word sacrifices, what kind of energy I'm going to put into it, and what things I'm going to put aside. So it's not only what you're going to say yes to, but what you're going to say no to as you make your run to be a diamond yourself. And if you're already a diamond, you want to find people who are willing to do that, who are hungry and willing to take ownership and be accountable. And that's the thing that's important about having a plan, is that it also allows you to be accountable. I had a great call last week with a gentleman who was talking about using the phone app. And he uses a phone app 6 times a day. He makes quality contacts. And a quality contact for him is somebody he called and talked to, told them he was going to text them a video, and sent out the video via text 6 times a day, every day. And he's been doing that since convention, and his business has been growing, and he's been teaching other people to do it, and it's super, super simple, and it's also something that he can keep himself accountable to, and he can keep his new people accountable to as well. So try to simplify your business down so that you know what it is you're supposed to accomplish, following that plan and helping others to do the same, which comes to my next step, which is focus. You know, get clear on what you're going to do, get clear on what you're not going to do, and really set the priority straight. You know, are you going to focus on high tech? Are you going to focus on high touch? And get with your upline to make sure that the level of activity that you're looking to accomplish is going to get you to Diamond by the end of October, if that's your goal. And if your goal is further out, that's fine. If your goal is to get the blue diamond or green diamond, if you're already, you know, above diamond, you know, whatever it may be, get with your upline and make sure that you're clear as to what your focus is, and that your efforts and activities are going to match the results that you're hoping to get. And then it's all about action. It's about action, action, action. You know, my favorite story about action and activity is I was with a company a long while ago. It's such a long time ago that the new tool that we introduced was an audio cassette tape. So it wasn't even a DVD, or a CD. It was actually an audio cassette. And we promoted these audio cassettes for just 25 cents a piece. And there were two guys at the end of this presentation that came up to me. One had like 100 different ideas of different things that he could, you know, could the company come up with an envelope to put these cassettes in, and could we write a letter, and should he write a letter, and what should he say on the calls? And he had all these questions and all these ideas and all these creative different kind of spins. And this other guy said, hey, I live in Las Vegas. Are you telling me these are 25 cents a piece, these audios? And I said, yeah, absolutely. He said, okay, so that means that if I buy 1,000 of them, it's only $250. I said, yes. He said, if I buy 10,000 of them, it's only $2,500. And I said, yes. And he pulled out cash, and he went up, and he bought all these cassette tapes, and he had one of the fastest-growing teams, because he sat on the strip in Las Vegas handing out 25-cent audio tapes to anyone who would give him a name and a phone number. And it was just that simple, you know. So I'm not saying that's what you should do, but these two different people who had two totally different reactions to the same information, one was just action, 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 and the other was thought process and, you know, kind of all these mental gymnastics of, you know, how I could make it different and how I could make it easier. And let me, you know, come up with all these ideas in my head. But the reality is that it's action and activity that's necessary to make things happen. And then the last thing is to get other people involved, to be collaborative, you know, to find and identify those people who are hungry, who are willing to take ownership, who are willing to be focused and take initiative, that are excited about our products, that are excited about our mission, that are excited about being an entrepreneur, and plug those people in through Connect calls to help you out so you're not doing it all. This is a team sport. And the types of traits that I think would be great to look for, when I look at our diamonds and I look at our crowns, I see people that are business-oriented. I see people that are health-oriented. I see people who are entrepreneurial. I see people who are open-minded. I see people who are influencers and leaders. I see people who are internet savvy. I see people who care for their own health. I see people who care about other people. I see people who are willing to share information. I see people who put others first. So all of these types of traits are the types of traits that you're going to be looking for in somebody on your list. So whether you're using your phone as your list, whether you're looking at Facebook and your Facebook friends and interacting with people there, whether you're handing out samples to people out on the street, you know, and talking to new folks, you're looking for those bright lights. You know, you're looking for those people who want something better in their lives and are positive. You know, that's the beautiful thing about this business, is that there are no limits, there are no territories, there is no one to tell you no as to who you can approach. So if you think, wow, I would love to have chiropractors and health practitioners on my team, go out and start promoting the chiropractors and health practitioners. If you think martial arts studios or yoga instructors or nutritionists could be people who would be awesome, personal trainers, gym owners, then network through your friends. I guarantee you, I know 2,000 people. I have 2,000 people on my phone and with my Facebook friends and email and whatever. If I took every name, phone number, email address that I have, it's business cards, it'd probably be 3,000-4,000 people. Now, I'm just one person. So imagine as you start to multiply out through your network of people, if you know hundreds and hundreds or thousands of people, and each of them know hundreds and hundreds of people, imagine how many nutritionists, chiropractors, personal trainers, yoga instructors, awesome business people, mortgage bankers, realtors, how many people in your, not only your direct sphere of people, but the next layer, just one more layer. It's tens of thousands of people, and you know people who know people. And so that's another great thing, is to network through people to go mining for your diamonds. You're a talent scout. You're looking for awesome people. And all you got to do is share the information with them and be unattached to the process that happens after that. So if you do a great job as a tour guide with an awesome person who is business-oriented, who is open-minded, who is entrepreneurial, who is health-oriented, who may be athletic, who may be, you know, vegetarian or gluten-free, who may be an awesome mom, who may be, you know, a great networker, somebody who loves to share. You know, when you start to connect with those people and just put information in front of them, then good things are going to happen. And once good things start to happen, then you've got somebody who could be your next diamond. And that's what you want to say. You know, when you reach out to people and you see that bright light and you see that person that you think could be awesome, just tell them, hey, I'm calling you because I think you're awesome. I'm calling you because I think you're the type of person who would be really interested in this product. I'm calling you because I think you're the type of person who would really be interested in this business. I want your opinion. Who do you know that is a chiropractor? Who do you know who's a naturopath? Who do you know who's a physical therapist? Who do you know who owns a gym or a spa or a salon? Who do you know who is an entrepreneur? Who's the best realtor you know? Who are these people that you know I'm interested in talking to them because I'm excited about this business that I'm involved with, and I would love for them to share. And oftentimes that person who you're networking through is going to raise their hand and say, what about me? This sounds really cool. This sounds really interesting. So constantly be out there looking for bright lights. You are a talent scout. And once you find that person, tap into their hunger, tap into their why, make sure they take ownership of their business. They know what they need to do. Make sure they're focused and clear on what they're willing to do and what they're willing to give up during this time of massive action. Have them take initiative, either high tech or high touch, and get other people involved. Connect them with your upline and make sure that you've got your game plan written down and that as you bring new people on and new runners, that they have their game plan written down. This is a business. So treat it like a business. Don't treat it like a hobby. This is a business. What is your game plan for this month? What is your game plan for next month? Are you serious about getting to Long Beach and being at Diamond Club? Because we're going to have some awesome crowns there. Dave's going to be there. Amy's going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're going to have a ton of fun, and we're going to learn way more stuff about how to go from diamond to crown. So that's the other thing, is that if you take this time period right now, you compress time, and you make more exposures, and you really set your goal seriously to get to diamond by the end of October, you can be with us in Long Beach in November and get the game plan to get the crown so that in January, February, March, when we're in transformation season, or April and May and June when we're in bathing suit season and we're rolling through to convention, that you can be a crown at convention. I really believe that anybody on this call, especially those that are consultants, directors, and executives that have a written plan, that are looking for other runners in diamonds, you're going to be able to get to diamonds to Long Beach by the end of October, be in Long Beach in November, come running out of the gate in January, and have that great run from January through June, July, and be at convention in Dallas, Texas at Big, not as a diamond, but as a crown, and that'll be really, really fun. So get with your upline. Make sure you got your plan, your game plan. You know what you're doing. And we will talk to you tomorrow. David Sandoval always does his Wednesday night Perium Lifestyle call, which will be lots of fun. And I didn't see on the email blast today whether he's doing a Facebook Live tonight or not, but he may be, so you may want to jump onto his Facebook page. I'm not sure if that's happening or not. But anyway, thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully you've got the commitment to be a diamond. You've got some runners with you, and we'll see you in Long Beach in November. Thanks, everybody.